Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too. You don't cut her nails?
Heck no. Lipstick scared me one time when I cut her nails.
She's got tiny little nails.
It doesn't matter. Lipstick scared me 20 years ago. Lipstick's my old chihuahua that passed when she was 13. And I cut her nail one time and she squealed. And so
did you get her quick?
Mm-hmm.
It is traumatic. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I don't cut my own dog's nails.
Crazy.
Okay, but they got big nails.
Even easier it would think.
No way.
These little bitty tiny nails.
You got to put so much force behind the big ones. I don't like it at all. I'll trim little ones all day long.
Well, then get I'll cut her nails. Some nails are long.
You got some
honey.
Scissors here?
I have some pink doggy toenail cutters somewhere. She's trying to bite it. That one's real curved. Lord have mercy. Yes. I need to take her. She's due for her pedicure anyway. I'll take
she's
her.
She's got stinky breath and overgrown nails. Maggie, but she's perfect.
She's so perfect. Mike thought he lost her the other day. So, I was at work and he called me and I was finished up like checking out my client and he said, I can't find Maggie. She's been gone for about 20 minutes. When I tell you, I was like,
My jaw is dropped.
I said, what? What?
You call me 20 minutes after you think you've lost my dog?
I said,
divorce.
I said, okay, what? And so anyway, I was like, let me call you right back because I was like getting my client out. Got in the car. I called him. I was like, all right, what's going on? And he's like, she's been gone for about 20 minutes, all the dogs out and you know, whatever. And I said, okay, how did she get lost? Like what? So I was like, I hope nothing got her. You know, my head is like thinking about all these things. I was like, did you make sure she's not in the house or anything like that? He's like, yeah. So then like halfway through my drive, like I drove in silence, which I never do. Halfway through the drive, he called me back. She was under the bed chewing her treat that he gave her before they went outside. She didn't even go outside. But like, duh, check the house. Duh.
But I mean, she's little.
Spencer,
listen.
If you say treat.
You
she's
know
usually,
I don't want to defend a man ever.
Ever.
But
nothing. Check the dang house. She was under the bed, and then she was like, "What? Y'all been looking for me, little old me? Yeah. You about gave your mom a heart attack?
You know he probably said her name once in here, and then that was it.
He was. Yeah, exactly. They were outside combing the neighborhood. Fisher's like, we were walking down the road. Okay. Well. Also, did you check the house? You didn't, did you?
Right.
I took that treat from her. I was mad.
Let me
took
tell you, right one of the dogs running away is quite literally one of my worst nightmares.
Yeah. Avery got gone one morning because she's a wanderer anyway. And this was like a couple months ago. Took Fisher to school. We were running late. Avery was outside, wouldn't come back. I finally called Mike after like 30 minutes. And I was like, I can't find Avery. I'm going to have to take him to school and come back. And I did. This little biatch was on the back porch, just waiting like she'd been there the whole time, trying to play
like,
me.
Took you long enough.
No. And then another neighbor had posted in our group, hey, this dog showed up on my back porch. My dog is having a fit through the... It was Avery just meandering, a little morning stroll. I was like, oh. And Mike's like, how did she get gone? So then the other day when Maggie... I said, how did she get gone? Huh?
Yeah.
See how it happens?
Tit for tat, bitch.
Yeah, I'm keeping score. Anyway, she was under the bed the whole time. So there's that. Thanks a lot, Maggie. Stop.
Yeah, she's really going to town.
She really is. Them nails are, I really do need to take her and get her a little nail clip, but dang, them nails grow fast. I need my manicure before you, girl. Get a little pedicure.
I think I did it.
Don't touch that microphone again.
You guys don't understand.
They do because we talk about it.
But they don't see it. They don't see this thing fall and move. I'm talking about my mic stand.
Her mic.
It's the, and it's everyone.
Yeah.
You would think it would be user error. No. It's not a user error.
How is it not user error?
Because I'm telling you, it's not.
Mine have never done that though.
I couldn't tighten this more if I tried. I don't know, but whatever. I just futzed with a few different things.
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't even look at it wrong.
Literally, nobody, you can't allow anybody in this room. Mm-hmm. Not a dog, not a child, not a mic.
They don't touch the stuff anymore. They don't touch it. Nobody comes in here.
We used to come in and the buttons on the Rodecaster would be all over the place because Fisher would come in here and pretend he was a DJ.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Hurry.
Oh, he ain't worried about this room no more. This is old news.
I'm not going to lie. your kid used to be excited when I walked in the house. Yeah. And I'm a little hurt that he couldn't give two shits Mm-mm. when I come over.
That's just how they are, girl. And it's just going to get worse.
No, I don't like that.
No, it's just going to get worse.
My other friend's kids, they're obsessed with me.
Fisher? Even older?
Yeah. Like,
no older ones?
They're older than Fisher.
Really? Maybe he'll come back around. What does he say when you walked in?
They also don't see me that often.
Oh, well, there's that. He's like, hey, just...
They live in another state, so, right, you know.
That is a little different.
No, I walked in, and the dogs, of course, went bananas. And he's sitting on the couch with his iPad, and he looks up, and then he looks back down and doesn't say a word. And I was like, hey, Fisher. Hey.
He's in a bad mood because he...
Is he? Maybe that's it. Yeah,
that's got to be it because we've kind of cut down on an iPad for like 20 minutes a day because you're acting like a little turd, you know. And normally he just wants to be outside, whatever. And he fell on some rocks earlier, so he scraped up his knee and his leg, so he's pouting. And I think he's hangry. And so yesterday he conned me. We went to this trampoline thing, like one of those trampoline gym or... Kids,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? He's never
like
been to
jump
one.
Zone or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, and this one was like Big Sky or Big Jump or Big whatever, Big Air, and it was for our neighbor's kid's birthday party. And he's never been to one of those. I told some clients, I was like, Fisher's never been. They're like, what?
Honestly, with the amount of energy that kid has, the fact that you haven't taken him to a trampoline
kids
park
are always
is crazy.
Getting hurt though.
It God. Is true.
And so
yeah,
he's wild. I don't know. And they seem boogery and germy to me. But anyway, he had a blast. He loved
anything
it.
Involving kids is boogery and germy.
Yeah. So
it's a lost cause.
It is a lost cause. So so yesterday he was good all day, and then we went to Fenton, and I ran into Free People because I wanted to get a couple things because I had some gift cards from Christmas. And he was great there. So, like, he earned this truck off of this game, Outlaw, whatever it is. And it was $9.99. So, I bought it for him, and it's gone. And he was having a meltdown, which kind of does suck that it's gone. And I don't know if it's, like, a temporary thing, but $10
to
buy the truck.
On the iPad game. Mm-hmm. Got it. He, like, I'm thinking, like, a physical truck.
No. It's the iPad game. He, like, decked it out. And I'm like, where's this truck? So, he is... pissed. He was screaming, crying right before he came in.
Honestly, I don't blame him for that.
I know. That's annoying. And so it's like, if that did just disappear, if it was like a limited thing, that's crazy. So I ran
outside.
Especially
for $10.
Literally, girl. Yeah.
That's how I feel about, what was that? What's that?
Candy Crush?
No. Oh. That, girl.
Candy Crush?
You and your fucking addiction to Candy Crush.
I haven't played Candy Crush in over a year. I'm on this other game.
I'm on another game too. We can talk about it in a minute. Okay. What's that, the thing where like people would buy art, but it was like not real art. It was like digital art and you had like the rights to it.
I have no idea.
And I was like, this feels like a scam. Like, how do you know you're buying this thing? God, oh my gosh. I know somebody listening to this is like screaming at their stereo because they know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
It was like people would create something and then people would be made into a meme. Okay. And then you could buy the rights to the meme, essentially. But it was that. Like...
I don't think I participated. I was in Candy Crush
I
Land.
I sure didn't participate. It was stupid. Anyways, I had a game that I'd played for years. Because, you know, I like to keep the old thinker sharp.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's my brain game.
Thank you.
It is. Because I told Mike, I get in bed at night, y'all. I have turned in... to a geriatric old lady. I already
he
was
turned
old,
into.
Right, I already was an old lady, like in bed early, whatever. But now I get in bed. Mike's like, "Okay, gamer," and then he calls me a truck driver because I'll be listening to my AirPod. Gamer. So I'll listen to, and I'm in there playing. I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm such a freaking loser," but I love my game. It's good for your brain.
It is, and I used to play this word game, like it was a spelling game, and I had a team. There was weekend tournaments.
I have a team too. We're called Glitter Girls.
I'm done. Well, I played this. I was like, you know, addicted to this game. And then you could get like, you know, watch an ad for some extra points. Because of course I had the paid version of the game. But like, you know, if I needed extra tips or something like the hints, you know.
Okay.
Well, and then there was, basically it was just like a domino effect. I downloaded another game because I was like, ooh, this is kind of addicting through the ad. I found myself playing the ads for like 5-10 minutes.
Yes. What is that? Why do we do that?
It's so sick. It's so sick. Anyways, and so then I was like, well, fuck it. I might as well just download this game. So I downloaded that game. Well, I refused to pay for more than one game. I just refuse to do it. So I paid the non-paid version, the free version. So naturally I watched ads all the time.
Of course.
So then I got addicted to another another ad game.
It hooked you in.
Yeah. And so then I downloaded that game. Tell me why that game is nothing like what I was playing in the ad. Totally different game. Doesn't really fucking matter because I'm on level whatever. It's the first thing I do in the morning is I go and see what I need to make up at all my factories and shit. It's like, it's called Township.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Well, you start off with a barn and you can lay down some, fields to make crops and then, okay. And then it expands. I got a whole city. I got hotels. I got apartment buildings with attics. I have roller coasters. I have drive-in movie theaters. I have all kinds of stuff. I have a booming agricultural business.
Wow. You're restaurants. An entrepreneur. I hope you put that on your resume.
I sure am. I have to delete it.
Because you're addicted to
it. I have to delete the game. I have to delete all of these games. I have no extra time and no extra brain power.
Right.
That I can afford to give up to this game.
So you had to, what was this?
Oh, no, I didn't had to delete it. I still have it. I'm actively playing. I was just, you know, making sure that I was taking advantage of any free space I had in my queue. It's just, it's so, if you play Township, let me know. We can be friends. I'm on another team. And there's a guy, Matt, that I'm in like a game relationship with.
So did.
He always fills my trains. And I always fill his.
Do you still play Wordle?
No.
I haven't played it in like over a year. I just did it while you were talking and I got it, but it went away. I got it on the fifth try.
What a moment Wordle had.
Yeah. Huh.
You know,
I never play it, but I was just curious when we were talking about games.
I was like, going to say crack in the pipe, but that's wrong. That's definitely wrong. What do they say when it's like a bang in the flash, a flash in the bang, bang in the pan, a flash in the pan, a flash in the pan.
That's the one.
I knew I'd get there.
That's the name of this episode. Flash in the pan, baby.
Anyways, yeah, I'm like, Matt, are you flirting with me? We can't DM. Actually, I think we could, but we don't because
y'all are just feeling.
We're just township partners.
Cup runneth over.
He takes care of my town. I take care of his.
That's right. That's right. I like it. What is it? My trailer runneth over of the vegetables and the soil.
But it is addictive. Don't download. You will be addicted. Anyways, so it is a problem.
But you know, and it's not because you know it. And I think it's only a problem if you don't recognize it, right? Is that right? That's what I say.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure, you know, a meth head realizes it's probably a problem.
Don't. I don't think they do though. I really don't. Mm-mm. Anyway, what's it called? The fentanyl fold?
The Fenty fold.
The Fenty fold. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bless it.
Somehow. This row in Philadelphia that pops up.
On my Instagram. Me too. On TikTok though.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, TikTok. And ooh.
It's
the guy that goes around
wild.
And he's bringing around the black guy. I really like him a lot. But people come at him sideways about exposing. He's like, I'm trying to help them. It is really sad.
It's so sad. It's like a whole area.
Yeah.
Of the city that's just like, it's literally a different world.
Needles laying all around them. They are literally
in heaps on top of one another in the streets, just like tweaking out. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you the other day? No, this wasn't the other day. This was probably
2 years ago.
No, I'm trying to think. Actually, when was it? I don't know. I was going to say New Year's, but it was definitely after New Year's. But I literally feel like I can't believe it's March, the last 2 months have flown by. Yeah. Well, whenever it was, I was driving and literally I turn, I'm like getting up. I'm downtown Raleigh.
Uh-huh.
And a man is butt naked in the middle of the street.
In Raleigh?
Doing the Fenty fold, hobbling down the street.
No.
And I was like, oh, no, butt naked. Bitch, when I tell you, I said, I don't have patience for this today. And I flipped a bitch in the middle of Wilmington Street downtown and went the other way. I said,
I can't. Godspeed, friend. Bye-bye.
I can't today.
You say a prayer and you bust that U-turn.
He's in the middle of the street. And I'm like, what am I? Like the car in front of me actually went like past him. Thankfully, it was like a Sunday. There wasn't a lot of cars out there. Yeah, how did he not get hit? But he was definitely going for the car in front of me as they drove past him. And I said, I'm not doing this.
Like to get in
today. Who knows? I did have a girl try and get in the work car, my work car, though. I was over like Newbern Avenue, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you're from the area, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry. There's shit happening in Raleigh that is just like,
yeah.
Where are we again?
Right. Yeah.
Raleigh.
Capitol Boulevard gets a little dicey.
Capitol. Capitol's a dream compared to some of these other places, like Southeast Raleigh. I just can't. Anyways, this girl, I'm at the gas station and it's all, and listen, I'm not judging. I'm just stating it for what it is because chances are these are working gals. So there's all these ladies are, you know, hanging out, whatever, and they're all tweaking out and it's literally like 11 a.m. Anyways, I'm like sitting at the light and I hate when I get fucking caught at the light there because you just never know.
Getting off at Glenwood right there, that exit, right by Crabtree off of whatever, 440, making that left. I hate that intersection.
Also a dream compared to where I'm talking about.
I ain't seen it in a dream. I hate it. I don't go to Raleigh like you, girl. I ain't been in none of them parts. I'm just saying, I hate that freaking exit because it never fails. I get stopped.
Oh, they're
at first car and it's like, yeah. Do you make eye contact? Do you not? And then you feel like an asshole for not looking. I'll say a little prayer.
I look because I got here's no the nabs. Thing. They're still human. I'm gonna make eye contact. I'm gonna acknowledge them. My window's not going down. I don't have anything for you.
Yeah.
Anyways, but this girl walked. She marched right up to the car and started reaming on the passenger door handle. And I was like, thank God I locked my door.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't automatically locking. Uber. Yeah, well, and gosh. She was, then she like came around, she was like leaning on the hood of the car, like on her, like back to the hood of the car.
Oh no.
And like literally like flipping and rolling. And I said, she's going to come around to the driver's side. And sure enough, she came around to the driver's side and then the light turned green. And I was like, I can't. It's meanwhile, and there was a cop sitting right there. Like they don't do anything. They don't care. There are businesses. This is my like rant for a moment. Okay. There are like longstanding businesses in Raleigh that are closing their doors because our government refuses to do anything about the problem with drugs and homeless downtown.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's like, I've talked to other business owners and they're like, we can't stay open. These are customer service oriented businesses. They're right. Like, we can't stay open and have people coming in incessantly asking our patrons for things
people don't want to deal with that either.
They don't want to deal with it. So they're just not going to go. And you just can't afford to be in business if you don't have any customers. I mean, like, duh. Yeah. And it's really sad to me that it's so bad and there's like no action to fix anything.
Right.
That these business owners are like, I would rather invest more. Like one person in particular, it's a restaurateur. She has multiple restaurants throughout the city.
Uh-huh.
This one place has been open forever. And she's like, she closed. She's like, I need to just pour into the other businesses that are set up to succeed.
What, because I don't know, honestly, what can cops do about that though? If they're not, like, obviously if they go inside the store, they can be like, no trespassing, but what can they actually do? Maggie, can you literally
It's not even like in it's not even necessarily like the cops, like it's more of like a higher level issue.
Yeah.
There needs to be other resources to help these people. I mean, we're talking about a city that had a problem with beggars. And instead of finding solutions for these people, they said, oh, well, they can get a permit and beg legally.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, let that sink in. Like, they have to go and purchase a permit. And then it's fine. No problem.
Yeah.
That's not the problem. Nobody gives a shit if they're begging illegally, legally. Like, right. Who cares? Right. We don't care. Like, I could go on.
Yeah. We're not going to go on about that.
I'm not going to. But it really chaps my ass. And it's sad because yes, there are areas of Raleigh that are being like gentrified and whatever, but the areas that are bad are so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we have clients that live in beautiful homes and I'm like, ain't no way in hell you could get me to buy a house when literally the backyard is backed up to somebody who looks like there's 10 people living in there using it as a crack den.
Yeah.
But they're there with their kids. Hi, we moved here from, you know, suburb, wherever. Like, no, it's nuts.
Yeah.
I sent you a TikTok. This is just sharp left.
Okay. Yeah.
I need you to watch it. You can put the volume up to the mic. Okay. I need you to tell me if you've watched this and then we'll discuss. Oh, 20 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is that it?
Wait, there's music?
Is that it?
No, that's not it.
Why did I click that?
It's a girl.
Why did that go to that? Hold on. Let's try this again. Oh, you sent me that one the other day.
So you're traveling and you didn't pack enough underwear. And you're just
like, oh, yes. I saw this. Justin Anderson posted it. I'm pretty sure.
He did. Wait, leave it up to the mic so people can hear what she's saying.
Even the other coffee makers were like bruised through. All you have to do, put your underwear where you would put the coffee grounds. You close it. You press brew and it puts scorching hot water through it. You guys, then the hair dryer in the bathroom. You blow dry those bad boys and...
She's taking putting underwear in a Keurig in a hotel and washing the coochie of it in your coffee maker that you then make your cold brew on or your hot brew. I mean,
she's saying that one of her flight attendant friends taught her how to do that.
Ew.
First of all, how sloppy is your cooter that you can't afford to pack a few extra pairs of underwear? What? Mm-mm. I'm just saying it's just gross in and of itself.
Yeah.
But the hotels are not the cleanest places, right? Everybody just kind of knows that. We accept it. You know, you bring some Clorox wipes in a little travel container and wipe down your remotes or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just me, but I do that.
No, for sure.
But I also have used the coffee makers and let me tell you what I'm never doing again.
Yes, nasty.
Never doing again.
I know. Yeah, I definitely use the Keurig. But think about this too. Whenever I'm in a restaurant, think about how disgusting these salt and pepper shakers are and the ketchup thing. No one washes their hands. They don't sanitize those between tables. I think about that every time I'm in a hotel. I'm in a restaurant. I'm like, when I pick this up and touch it and put it on my stuff, how many more people before that did? They never sanitize that.
I literally have never thought about that, but it's so true.
It's so gross. And I think about that all the time. And yeah, same. I've like the Keurigs or the coffee makers, people could like spit in the inside of that and then run the coffee. Like that's disgusting. And people are gross. That's why it's probably better to stay in a nicer quality hotel. Listen, I know that sounds stinky panky, whatever, but it's true. But also we've all been where we've been in a pinch and we had to stay at whatever we could find. A little motel, you know, motel, everybody, even the mayor reach up in the sky, put a hose on layup. Didn't Ludacris sing that? Is that him? What was that? But yeah, it's when I saw that, I think Justin Anderson had posted it a couple weeks ago and then he like clipped it and then he got on. So it was so funny. He was like, disgusting. And also,
I can't.
How nasty was your undies that you were in a hotel? The person that thought this, patient one, patient zero, you were so gross. Like, hey, listen, innovative, you know, but can you imagine going on Shark Tank? All right, sharks, listen up. maybe instead of putting it in a Keurig, maybe make travel little Keurig washers, okay? Wash your stinky underwear in something like in a hotel where that's like a travel washer. Come on now. Have a little courtesy for the people behind you, the patrons that are coming in behind you, because that's not everybody shaves down there. So all your little hairs and such are running through that. And you know that hotel room stinks with that steaming water. You ever cleaned your Keurig out with vinegar and it stinks for 2 hours in your house?
Yeah.
Imagine. That's nasty. You nasty. Whoever invented that, if you're listening to this, you nasty.
I just don't, like...
I wouldn't have even thought about that.
Same.
I'd rather put my underwear inside out and put a panty liner on. I know that sounds like I've done it before. I haven't, but that's what I would do.
Like, wash it in the sink. I don't understand. Oh, you can get hot water in the sink. Yeah. Fill the sink. Use some of the hand soap.
Right.
Give her the old scrub-a-dub-dub and then blow dry it.
Right. You don't need boiling water for the
you're going to put it in the thing that somebody makes their coffee with and not think there's a problem with that?
Also, the hole in the underwear part of it? You know, it's a little poker for the Keurig.
I don't think so.
You don't think it'd poke a hole in the undies?
No, because your underwear is going to be jammed in. I mean, unless you got some big-ass granny bloomers that you're shoving in there.
But if you cram them in too tight, aren't they going to be all bunched up? Is it really going to clean good? You need a little space.
No, it's... yeah. It's like telling... Like, my employees will fill our washing machine so full.
You got washers?
Yeah.
For what?
Towels. For the dog wash.
Ah.
Yeah. Duh. And they'll pack the washing machine.
You gotta have a little front-loading
washer. I'm like,
if the towels aren't swishing and swooshing, do you really think that's cleaning? No.
Like, hey, kiddos,
ask your grandma.
You can't jam this thing full and then expect everything to get clean.
Right.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I was like, I went down a dangerous rabbit hole after I found that TikTok, and I was like, okay, what are other like insider things that I need to know before I stay in one more hotel room?
We should put up a story.
And I was a little scared. I didn't go too deep. One thing I did see that was gross was like, you know, they're really not. I mean, which I kind of knew, like duvets, like they're never washing duvets, mm-hmm. which is gross to think about. Like, mm-hmm. what, like you swap out sheets, like you got extra sheets. You can't just swap out a duvet and wash it. Like maybe not in between nights if it's the same guest, but like in between guests, we can't wash a duvet. I don't know. I just feel like that's like bare minimum.
Yeah. Less about the duvet, more of a comforter. A duvet is when you have to insert, right? So maybe a comforter, a lightweight comforter.
Well, no, the duvet is the outside part.
Right, but that would take a lot longer is what I'm saying, to stuff it back in with the actual...
Oh, you're saying like the comforter, get rid of the duvets, just have comforters. Just do like
a thinner comforter, you know, and that's a lot easier to wash.
Yeah, true. What's the point of having a duvet if you're not going to wash it?
Yeah, because that's gross. Like, you know, I'm just never going to stay in a hotel
also,
again.
If I see a cloth headboard at a hotel, I do get grossed out
that's
by
tough.
That.
Yeah, that's tough.
I do get grossed out.
Carpet. I mean, think about it. Like, freaking toenail and like feet cheese. God, it's disgusting. I mean, this is not going well. Wow. So basically, Airbnb's forever? Okay.
But even then, like, better hope they got great cleaning ladies.
I do feel like Airbnb.
I was just going to say, I do trust that they're.
Also,
that's why they charge $8,000 for their cleaning fees. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The fees will eat you up, honey. You're like, what? $250 a night
right.
plus another $560.
Thinking you're getting a steal on a room, and then you're like, wait, it's $1,000 in fees. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when we were looking for the Airbnb in Texas, in Dallas for our show?
Yeah, I have an update on that too. Go ahead.
Oh, and it was like, we would find a good rate on a place, and we'd be like, oh, this one will be perfect. And then it would end up being literally like $1,200 more just because of all the extra fees and the cleaning fees. I was like, I quit.
So
I'm in the wrong business. I need to get Airbnb.
Stacey messaged me and said, I just need to go. This was a while ago. I totally forgot to update you. She said, just need to go on record and say that Bouge was last minute addition to the Dallas trip for some reason. And that she said, also would like to remind Spencer that she chose not to share a room when we got there. It genuinely never crossed my mind that I should give up my shared room for her. Just finished the podcast. Also don't recall how we got the master, but I don't think I realized it was the master until now. Didn't your room have a bathroom? And so
she knows we weren't actually giving her shit for that.
Yeah. I said, girl, LOL. But yes,
I hope.
Our room, yes, our room. Well, she'll know when she hears this. Stacey.
No, yeah, I thought it was funny. First of all, I will do anything for the story. And the fact that I slept on a air Taco. Mattress with a hole in it the whole time is hilarious.
Yes. So I guess ours maybe was the master because it had the bedroom, or mine, my room. I don't know.
No, theirs was. It was much bigger, and it had a...
They both had
bathrooms, but theirs was a bigger room, and it had a bigger bathroom, I thought.
Okay. I don't remember.
And it had a walk-in closet, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
It really doesn't either matter way. In the grand scheme.
Either way, I meant to do
She did do the legwork of planning and booking and all of that. And, you know, we were just there for
the ride. And a ride indeed it was, especially the night of and coming through McDonald's. It was a good ride indeed.
It sure was.
Good times.
So we put up a question box. We a while ago, we had talked about doing... And maybe, was it on air that we were talking about?
I
think it was, because I think we were asking for name suggestions.
Okay.
Anyways,
listen to it and let us know.
We still don't have a name suggestion. But anyways, I did put up a question box. I remember to put one up today. And then we'll get to Am I the Assholes? But so the first question box that we put up was what assumptions do you make about other people?
Yeah.
Because I make the assumption that everybody is way richer than me, way smarter than me. And maybe that's a me problem. I think really poorly of myself, but I do make that assumption that everybody has, I guess, let me rephrase this. My assumption is that unless you're a big fat loser,
yeah,
you have your shit together. It's like there's no in between like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the only in between. Everyone is either loser mess, can be saved, right. And obvious.
Yeah.
Or has their shit together and I'm the big fat loser in their mind.
Which that I think is the problem with like comparison. And I just had this conversation the other day. One of my friends / clients was in, and we were talking about life and where she thought she was going to be, and she's dating and stuff. And at 32, I think she's like 32, how she thinks that she should be so much further. And I was like, because some of the guys she's dating are like 38, 39. Think about giving yourself six years in life. And so she and I were talking about that, but that's the comparison issue with like, not just social media, in life. You see somebody, which also ties into some of the other responses we got, which we can get to. But I agree. Like, I always assume people have it better than me.
Yeah.
Like, just better in general. And that can be...
Just life as a whole.
Yeah, that could be like...
They've got a better job. Yeah, they've got a better salary.
Well, no one has a better job. I have a great job. But that's where I really shine in life. That's the redeeming quality that life has handed me.
Yeah. You're like, I got this. No,
actually, I don't. But honestly, and I'm being dead ass when I say this, and this is not me. I know it's going to sound corny. I actually love what I have. Like, I'm very content in my life. And that's being...
Totally. It's not that I like...
Yeah.
I know I have... I know there are other people that would look at my life and be like... And look at the things I have, what I do, whatever, and be like, oh, gee.
She has it really great.
Right.
Look at me.
There's always going to be that person that looks at your life that way. So it's not about that. Yeah. But also it's my mindset of being perpetually 22. Like,
no, I mean, for sure. I mean,
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not an adult. General,
like, I should.
I'm cosplaying.
But also, like, I'm realistic. I should have saved more. So they do got it better than me if they got savings. So there's that. That is facts. Big facts.
Right.
So there is that. I'm a realist when it comes to that. But you know what the time is now. What's going on outside?
No. There's a woman with like a bunch of little dogs walking by. Is she new to the neighborhood?
No. I think she's a dog walker. I don't know. Maggie chased her about a week ago and I was like, sorry. And she was very nice about that.
Where do those dogs live?
No clue.
I've never seen those dogs.
I've only seen her.
I don't live in Wendy's neighborhood, but I might as well.
You would think she did.
Not me being a real Karen.
You're like, who's in our neighborhood? On the neighbors? Who's in our neighborhood walking on our yard?
Literally. I've never seen those dogs.
Yeah, I only see her walking. I think she must be a dog walker, but I don't know where those dogs live.
I wonder if they live in the poor part of the neighborhood
across the railroad down tracks.
The ones with the bad street signs or mailboxes or whatever it is. Right,
not the same light poles, not the same street sign. Listen, baby, we can't help it. We got the, y'all, my neighborhood, we're beefing one day. Look, talking about having it better than the other side. So we have two sides of our neighborhood, and one side, my side, it's like custom houses, you know, all the things. And there's like different streetlights. So when we first moved in, there was this big HOA meeting and my neighbors were like, yeah, this is going to be really heated because their side wants to have the same types. So we have like the really nice wooden signs like for the speed limit and like the kids playing.
Yeah.
And our streetlights are the ones like on a pole and they're like really pretty
at the top. They're pretty. Yeah, they're like not like the ugly ones.
Right. Not the city ones. Not the city provided. And the other side wants that, but those are more of like the, what's it called? Like builder grade. Like how do you, I don't even know how to say it. You know
they're builder grade. They're very cookie cutter.
Yeah, cookie cutter.
Somebody recently said, put up a photo. Like I'm going to use the, sorry if you live in a Pulte home, but you know what I'm talking about. The Pulte like homes that like, they're basically just big like boxes with the siding. They look exactly the same. They got two windows on the back side of the whole damn house.
Right.
Someone posted a photo of those and was like, this is the new version of a trailer park.
Oh my God.
When I tell you, I cackled. Yeah. I said, it's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
But so, also like I live in a townhouse. So who am I?
I got leaks in my room.
I got big windows these, though. So
right. Big open area windows, baby. But yes. Yeah, so I don't, they were just beefing so hard. And I was like, wait, what? We didn't even go to that HOA meeting. I was like, that is none of my business. Y'all can fight all you want. I correct. Do not give a crap.
Yeah.
However, so the problem was my side of the neighborhood, we are all one neighborhood. My side of the neighborhood did not want to pay $7,000.
Segregation.
Right across the street. I'm sorry, honey. I am not splitting set. My neighborhood, we ain't that big, y'all.
I mean, perhaps you should have thought differently about which side of the neighborhood you were buying your house in.
Right. That was the other thing. So
this I don't is understand. Really, why does shitty? The whole neighborhood have to pay for it if they are the only ones getting the upgrade?
And the other thing is like, you pay more on the, like, this sounds so gross to say this out loud. I mean, it really does. Like when I'm saying this, I'm like, okay. And I didn't build this house. Okay. We just bought on the side, but it's like you get what you pay for, basically, is what the argument was. It's like y'all paid a certain amount. For we paid a certain amount. You're going to get what you get based on that. And listen, I am not rich. So all that to say, honey, I ain't rich. Everybody's got it better than me, from my assumption.
I think next week's box needs to be HOA drama.
Oh yeah, I love.
Because there are few things in this world that I love more than HOA drama.
I know.
My dad used to be the president of his HOA. Mm. Oh my God.
I mean, might run for HOA president.
The shit you should.
That's what my neighbor said. They're like, do it and show up with Maggie.
I'll be your executive assistant.
Absolutely. You mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. Let's run the financials like, too.
She lives in the neighborhood down the street.
You're like,
not across the street with the bad lights, but like down the street.
Every holiday, I'm going to have the light bulbs change. So it's like, it's Valentine's Day. We're going to have pink street lights. St. Patty's Day, I'm probably going to do a little green ambient. Like I'm going to come in so
this
hard.
Would be a very manageable HOA. Like there's not that many houses. Uh-huh. Yep. Like my dad's HOA was huge.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, people used to try and butter him up and like, he had a couple women that would like bring him cookies and stuff. Now, granted, they probably thought he was an eligible bachelor. So maybe that was cookies, it.
What were they trying to schmooze? A new fence that was not in regulation?
Everybody just wanted to be on Daddy Dave's good side. They wanted to make sure that like they were in his good graces.
I get it.
Anyways, okay, enough HOA talk. Yeah. So we'll go. So assumptions. That's really how this conversation started. The assumptions box. Somebody said their daily life, which I think is kind of essentially what we were alluding to. But also like, don't you just look at people and think that's a whole ass person with a whole ass life? Like they know people and they have drama and they have like, do you ever look at people like that?
Not necessarily like that, but along the same lines. I always like driving in the road. I think about they're going somewhere. Like,
right. Like they have something. A whole life that I know nothing about because I don't know that person.
Yeah. Like everybody's doing something.
Like, I don't know how else to say it.
Whipping it behind me today. Just pissing me off. Why are you riding my tailgate in your little VW hatchback? Because if I slam on brakes, you're going to be in my back seat. Back up. But where was he skedaddling to? I will never know.
Maybe his wife is in labor.
Maybe. And that's the thing.
Disney adult is a no-go. Must be a weirdo or a Karen.
Disney adults kind of.
I got to tread lightly on this one. Yeah. I got some people close to me that are Disney adults.
But my people close to me, I don't consider them weird, but I am not overly into Disney like that. I saw this TikTok that popped up.
I just
the other
don't
day,
get it.
And they were like, if you, it was talking about adults that like are obsessed with Disney and that they need to have their head checked. And I was like, weird. But the people that I love, like I have a couple people.
I do think there are different tiers there of Disney adults, however.
And I think it's different if you have like, if you're a Disney adult and you have kids versus if you're a Disney adult and you have no kids. That's extra weird. That's top tier. Not good. But if you have, if you're a Disney fanatic, but you have little kids, kind of get that a little bit more. It's not me. I would run. I'm not, if I'm spending 15 grand on a vacation, it's dang sure not to Disney World. That's period, point blank. We're going tropical, baby. We're going fishing somewhere out in the clear blue ocean. I'm getting me a little tan on a boat, on a yacht.
Yeah.
Not doing Disney World with a $20 pretzel and a $75 water.
Yeah. That's just me. I know that there are like adults, whether or not they have kids, that genuinely just like, they like to go and walk around. Like Epcot is kind of like the I feel adult like the version. Disney adult like Mecca. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't really fault people for that. The Disney adult that bothers me is when they're alone, no kids, walking around in ears.
Yeah, yeah, head to toe Disney, Mickey
correct.
Shirt.
A little too into the
exactly.
The characters, yes. That kind of thing. That's odd to
agreed,
me.
Agreed.
I and don't think they're a Karen necessarily. Y'all. I do think they're a little weird.
That's weird.
Lifted loud trucks with big tires equal small penis.
Definitely agree.
My favorite is the Myrtle Beach, like the trucks with the lean.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
When they're squatting
and
the trucks
why?
Like squatted like that. First of all, never, and I think I said this recently, never in the history of ever has a woman or a girl seen that and go, damn, that looks good.
Correct.
Never. So dudes that aren't listening to this, if this makes its way to your earwaves, please understand we've never done that. Also, sitting at a stoplight and you're revving up in your big loud truck, you're giving little man syndrome.
Yeah.
LMS, if you will.
So expensive to do all that. Like these trucks have got to cost them so much money. And for what?
For what? Because again, I don't know who you're impressing, but it's probably not most of us. The one girl.
It's the other tiny dick dudes.
I just can't. Because, yeah, I just imagine that you probably are not well endowed.
Mm-hmm. How much debt people probably have by their cars, boats, four-wheelers, etc. I think mm-hmm. about this all the time.
I think about it a lot.
I don't know if it's fair to say I make assumptions about people, but I do be wondering and I do notice and
we've talked about this
it's like, ad nauseum.
I look at somebody and I'm like, there's no way from what I know about you that you ain't swimming in debt. Not you, but you know.
Yeah.
We talking about them.
No, I'm in debt. No, I got debt.
I'm not talking about us.
I'm
in debt. I'm not clear, what is it called? Clean and clear? Clear title? Yeah. Whatever.
Although
my car is almost paid off. And honey, I'm going to drive her till the wheels fall off. Because there's a meme, little thing that circulates every now and then. It says, the person that has a 10-year-old car that's free and clear, paid off is actually richer than somebody in debt at $80,000. Bye. The older we get, honey, the more that just resonates.
Knock on wood. My car is paid off. Mm-hmm. She has 186,000 miles on her.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank her every day.
Yes,
I
baby.
Give
Get
her a little
me.
Pat, yes. pat. Little, I say, you
up.
Got this, girl.
That's right.
I love you. Please don't die. I want to keep this car forever.
Right.
I want to keep her as long as I possibly can.
That's right.
It's such a waste
of money. Anyway, cars are insane.
Never mind the fact that the shopping process is truly for the birds. I hate shopping for a car. But they lose
so much value. Like the
I just don't
that
care.
Gotten,
I don't care
I
about my
how
car.
Much of a waste of money it is. It's like, for what? For what? If my car gets me to and fro, I don't care either.
Correct.
Like, I'm going to pay it off and I'm going to drive it and it's a-okay. And, you know, occasionally I'll notice a little squeak here and there and I might take her in for a little tune-up.
Yeah.
But outside of that, she's getting paid off this year and we're going to be...
It's going to be such a good feeling.
...tooting down Holly Springs on my side of the tracks. And I'm going to be like, yes, baby girl, we made it home one more day. God willing.
I think we've been car payment free for like 9-10 months, something like that.
I love that.
It's great. It feels incredible. Yeah. And so... My girl needs to just hang tight. I'd like to enjoy.
Get her a new air freshener.
I'd like to enjoy this bliss a little longer. Well, I just dumped $1,600 getting her new brakes. Rotors.
Yeah, that's like a new boob job for us.
A new caliper.
She sounds like a baddie.
Anyways.
Yeah.
How do we get there?
People being in debt, assumptions that they're just.
Oh, but I see people all the time and I'm like, in a way. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I saw a girl on TikTok and she came on. She was like, accountability, very honest. I'm making daily micro payments to my credit card debt based on the views that my video gets from the day before.
I love that.
And she has I think she said $76,000 worth of credit card debt. Just credit cards.
It's tough.
Let me tell you, I breathed such a sigh of relief. I said, I'm good.
Yeah. Listen, sometimes it's the relatability.
The wrong attitude to have, but I was like,
she got it worse.
Because here I am thinking, ain't nobody got it worse than me.
Yeah.
She does. A few times over.
Yeah, that I ain't gonna lie. I do see that. And now sometimes me and my clients will talk when we're sharing things. I'm like, okay, cool. Like it makes us feel better when somebody else has it quote worse than us.
So
it's probably not
bad. I don't know.
It's not great, but at least we're not making fun of them. It just gives us,
makes
you feel like you're not alone. And it's like,
that's it.
God, you know, my 10 grand ain't nothing compared to your stuff, sis.
That's it.
But hey, make your micropayments, baby girl. We're going to be debt free together.
Honestly, so smart though. She literally,
that is great.
Some days it's like a $30 payment. Some days it's a $2 payment. Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
She's making micropayments every single day, just literally from making these videos.
Love that.
And she's going to keep getting followers because people like me are going to watch and be like, you go girl, pay off that debt. You make me feel better about myself. Follow.
Yeah, exactly. Like double comment.
Pronouns in the bio equal liberal. I mean, I don't disagree. I also feel like I don't see people doing that anymore. Like
it was big. And ever. Also in email signatures. Remember when people were putting in email signatures? And it does seem like it was more on that side of it for sure.
A flash in the pan, as they say.
A flash in the pan.
Anyone who cuts me off or speeds past me probably has the worst diarrhea. You know, that's a
giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I was going to say, giving them some grace. I like that's it.
Right. Yeah.
If they actually like their spouses, laughy face. Some people use sarcasm to hide behind. Oh, this is the one she sent me a DM to expand.
Yeah, I like this one.
Some people use sarcasm to hide being a bitch. Details in DM.
Which I agree with that. While she's searching for the DMs, I do agree. I think people try to mask it and I might giggle, but please know I'm in on the joke, Linda. Okay.
She said, okay, details for some people using sarcasm to hide being a bitch. Sarcasm is a type of humor. If you have to say just kidding after, it's not funny, which means it's not humor. It's not say a mean thing to someone's face and say just kidding, that was sarcasm, and then all is good. It's the sneaky sister of saying no offense to someone right before saying something super bitchy. Like, if you're going to be rude, just stand on business and own it.
Yeah. I have to agree with that.
Agreed. That's not wrong. Also, though, I will say it's like very millennial to put LOL after everything.
Yeah.
And you will not be, you will have to pry my LOLs from my cold dead hands because I can't. It's like a nervous tick. I feel like the way I speak I type the way I speak. And I feel like without the LOL,
it comes off so harsh.
It comes off so mean.
I do the laugh faces all the time because I don't want to, because I want it to come off as warm. Like, hi.
Yeah, I don't want people to misinterpret my tone.
I do that too.
And maybe that's a little trauma from like years of employees telling me that like I sound like a scary cunt in text, which sure, I can. Like, I'm professional, bitch. But yeah, no, LOL for life.
I'm an LOLer and I don't care.
It went away. Son of a nutcracker. I hate when it does that. When you go out of Instagram for a sec and then it resets.
Yeah. Why does it do that now? That's very irritating.
I don't know. Okay. We'll read a couple more of these and then we'll go to the next one. If a man wears jeans and flip flops, especially in winter, he's a serial killer.
Ew.
That one's kind of funny.
I don't really love when a guy wears flip flops.
I don't want to see a man's toes.
No.
I don't even want to see Robbie's.
Like, why are you wearing a thong on your tag? Wear a slide. You can wear a slide before I want to see you in a flip flop.
I kind of agree. I'm not like anti flip flop, But I don't love it on a man.
It's a little ick to me. I don't know why. And then they have like hairy toes.
Okay. There's probably plenty of women with hairy toes too, to be fair.
I mean, I got hair on my big toe too. I just shave it off and act like I don't.
I will never forget. There was one. I don't have toe hair. I barely have leg hair. I had like.
Stop bragging. Lucky little duck.
Used to. Very weird. My body just like stopped producing leg hair.
I love that. It's maybe a little perimenopause.
I'm not. This was years ago.
Could start perimenopause in your 30s.
No, I'm talking like 20s. Like, oh. I just like stop growing crazy leg hair. Like, I'm really jealous. Just get like, I get a little bit behind the knee, a little patch on the front of the knee. And like, that's kind of it. Well,
these spiky spikes are giving teenage boy.
Love that for you.
Hitting puberty.
Well, all's that to say, I had like two sprigs of toe hair one time getting a pedicure, and this bitch didn't even ask. She literally just whipped out the wax.
And waxed it off your she toe sure hair? Did.
I was like, I mean, no, this is weird. Like, I thought maybe she was setting me up for like a paraffin wax. Yeah. I didn't ask for it, but I was like too nervous to say no.
Maybe you're like, maybe my heel's a little crusty.
Yeah, I was like, I
see something I don't.
I obviously need it. Whatever it costs, I guess I'm just going to pay for it. Like, right. Whatever.
She assumed you had money. She's like, this girl's rich.
Right. She made an assumption. Perfect.
And then she saw them toe hairs and was like, I'm going to assume she wants these off.
Yeah. And she literally, I was like, oh, that's not paraffin. And before I could say anything, it was right off. And I wasn't mad because obviously it needed it, but like also kind of offensive. Not as offensive as the time I was getting my nails done for my friend's wedding, however. And she looked right at me and she goes,
the stash.
You going to wax face?
That's tough. Yeah, when they ask you about
and
that.
I said, just the eyebrows. And she goes, we need to do lip and chin.
Yes, they will ask you. And lip
and chin.
Oh, they will call you out. Nobody will call you out harder than when you get your nails done and you got a faulty eyebrow. And they're like, you want to do your eyebrow and your
bitch,
your
she waxed stash. My jaw. She waxed my whole fucking face. To this day, I can think about it. It's one of the funniest moments. Like, we were all crying laughing because my face was literally on fire. Yeah. And so we're driving down the street and I said, got to put the window down. And I stick my head and I'm like, this chin is on fire. Oh my God, it hurt so bad. So rude.
I like that song.
But you know what? I must have needed it.
You know, so, she calls it like she sees it.
The assumption this girl said is that their house is probably dirty if they smell funky.
Yeah. See, I look at people and I assume if your hair's all greasy and you just look nasty, your house is nasty. Your butt's nasty. You wash your undies in a Keurig.
If you look unkempt, your house is probably unkempt. Totally. Yeah, I understand that assumption.
Unkempt? Unkept?
No, isn't it kempt?
It's unkept. Kempt?
Yeah.
What?
Google it.
I'm going to. Unkempt?
I'm pretty
sure. Girl, it's unkempt.
I don't think so.
Unkempt, like K-E-M-P-T?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Yeah, unkempt. Oh, wait, hold on. What's the difference between unkempt and unkempt? Okay, so unkempt is describing rough surroundings, persons, disheveled, means messy. Unkept without the M means not maintained, neglected, or broken. So unkept.
Almost exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really certain what the differentiator is.
I don't know.
So we were both right. I love that.
I do too, but I've just never heard of unkempt. I've always said unkept. Maybe it's a Michigan and a North Carolina thing.
I didn't think unkept was an act. Like unkept, yes, but not in that context.
So unkempt, messy, or disheveled, often used with hair. Unkempt, neglected, and uncared for also relates to broken commitments or promises.
That's kind of what I thought. Both like more, not like
a nail.
If it's a tangible thing, unkempt. If it's an
unkempt,
if
it's more
a promise.
Often, so unkempt can relate to appearance, but unkempt. Wait, hold on. Unkempt can relate to appearance, but unkempt. Think uncombed is commonly used to describe people, while unkempt is more often to describe places.
Interesting.
I know.
The more you know.
Whatever. Unkempt, unkept, tomato, tomato, you
we were
shit's
both
nasty.
Right. And we I
were
like it. Right.
Me too.
Totally judge people on their Venmo transactions, especially when it's a husband and a wife.
I love it.
Okay. I
I love it.
Love Same. To scroll Venmo.
Me too. And I'm talking people from like back in the day, like 15 years, 20 years ago, Florida days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ew, why?
It's y'all amazing to me how many people let their transactions be public.
I know. And then don't you wonder like the emojis? I'm like reading between the lines and I'm like, wait, why are you paying for someone to walk your, like, are y'all split up or like what's going on? Why are you paying for someone to walk the dog? Like, what are y'all
so
doing?
So my old CEO, mm-hmm. he and his wife, I was just looking at this the other day because I sold something and was looking at
perusing
the payment.
Venmo. Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, well, while I'm here, I'll just give her Let's a little scroll. It's nonstop back and forth. They've been together since they were in like freshman in college. They've been together for like 25, 30 years. It's so much. They Venmo each other. And it's stuff that you wouldn't think they would be Venmoing each other back and forth. And I'm like, that is so interesting to me. But they have a lot of money. So I'm like, maybe they just really keep their finances separate because he's kind of a nepo baby.
But wow.
It's that much.
Come on. I need you to like lump it together into one payment. What are we doing here?
Yeah, very, very interesting. Anyways, I love looking at
it. It is fun. I do love it too. Mm-hmm.
How much money they make to live their lifestyle and how much debt they got to be in. Looks like we're all on the same train. We're all counting other people's money.
We're all judgy about it.
What kind of ways they, quote, do it.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
You're giving missionary only.
Okay, do you find that like there's some people like that in your life that you can acknowledge they're like sexually active adults, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people that are so asexual in your brain that you can't even fathom mm-hmm. that they have sex,
that they
or procreate.
Yeah. Like they're and so not even awkward. Like,
and I'm not saying like even like relatives, obviously, no. Who's going to think about that? But there are just like, there are friends that we have. And I'm like, I can't even picture you guys doing it. You're so asexual to me. And it has nothing to do with them. It's just probably just the way I view them. I don't know.
Well, some people are so awkward. And I'm just like, there's no way you're able to like make a move or like in the moment, like they're just so awkward that you're like, how do they get to that point? Right.
Right.
They're so awkward with everything else. Everything. If you just watch.
Or just like prudish, and not like bad prudish, but just prudish in the sense that they like never talk about that kind of stuff.
They might be a freak though. Some people that I'm like, you might be a little freak.
Totally. But there are people like some of our, like one couple I'm thinking about in particular, old friends of ours. I'm like, you guys have children, so I know you do it, but like, you don't.
You just
because there's no way you won't even like say the word sex, much less have it. Like confused.
Well, yeah, it's like sometimes you see people, you're like, oh, you have two kids, that means you all had sex twice. Oh, I love that. That's it.
Okay, the other question box that we put up was like, what are the assumptions that you think people make about you? And for the most part, they're all the same.
Yeah.
It's all that I'm a bitch or mm-hmm. that I, because I have a resting
people
bitch.
People are talking about RBF.
Yeah. Because I have RBF, that I must be mean or I must be a bitch. So there are a lot. I'm talking like the vast majority of those.
So what we're saying is everybody's making RBF.
Literally. This one says, I'm lazy because I'm a stay-at-home mom to one kid who goes to school and I have a housekeeper. So, I mean, once upon a time, we knew somebody who didn't have children or a job, and we definitely thought she was lazy.
Yep.
That I don't know or think that I'm overweight, with a sad face. Yeah, no, I feel that. Unless you've been fat, you don't really understand that. But yeah, there's judgment that comes from that. And it's like, I do own a mirror, actually. Yeah, I am aware of what I look like. I do buy my own clothes.
You don't have to point it out, but thanks.
Yeah. I'm poor and uneducated because I dress like Adam Sandler.
Sometimes comfy is just it. Or that, you know what's a good assumption that when you don't have a college degree, people think you're stupid.
Yeah.
And I know because I don't have one. And I am sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse because I also don't have a college degree. I got kicked out of college.
Right.
Whole thing. And I almost have the opposite problem people are surprised to find out that I didn't graduate college.
And one of those people were me, because I've known Spencer. We've done this podcast for 7 years almost, y'all. 7 years this year. And do y'all know, up until a couple months ago, she and I were talking. Do you remember in my kitchen? And you said something about not finishing college. And I said, wait, what? And you're like, yeah, I only went for like a semester or something. And I said, I didn't know that.
I went
that.
For two.
Oh, what, two semesters?
I went for two and then I got booted.
Okay, well, whatever. I did not know that about back. You. I just assumed, yeah, that you, like, I did not even know that about you. And I've known you for this long.
I mean, I'm just so smart.
You are. You also never corrected me. You just talked about college and I assumed it was for 4 years, not one.
Well, listen, I went to college. I just didn't graduate.
You just didn't go for 3 more years.
Correct.
But I did assume that about you. You're so smart. You're giving smart people.
But I don't know if it's actually like, but people's perception, I can literally watch the light in their eyes change.
And they're like, oh.
When they find out that I don't have a degree. And I'm like, but 2 seconds ago,
yeah,
you thought, which honestly, I know plenty of
intelligent people that don't have degrees.
Moronic people that have degrees. Mm-hmm, a degree really doesn't mean shit. It really doesn't. Let's be honest.
It doesn't.
But I'm like, 2 seconds ago, you thought I was smart.
Right. But now I'm like, oh, never mind. I take that back.
But now, you know, I don't have a degree, so now I'm not smart. Mm-hmm. That is actually like a very good assumption to point out, because it's true.
I've lived my whole life
interviews.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as an interviewer finds out you don't have a degree,
they're like, ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Ugh.
Moron.
Like, okay. No, maybe I was smart because I didn't get a bunch of debt. How about that?
Thanks. You go. You're like, I already knew what I was going to do.
Literally.
That's another resting bitch face. Literally, they're all resting
they
bitch
are.
Face. That I do nothing all day because I'm a stay-at-home mom. My neighbor's husband actually asked me what I do with all my time. Oh, wow. The way I would have schooled that man, that we have endless amounts of money because we use a pay in four like smart people.
I didn't see that. I didn't know what that was. I saw that. Is it like pay in four? What is that?
Is that like a Klarna?
I want to do it. Oh, I don't know.
Is that what they're
Let me see.
We have endless amounts of money because we use a pay in four like smart people.
I just asked, what's a pay in four? Oh, pay in four is a buy now, pay later service that splits purchases into four equal interest rate biweekly payments. Okay.
Oh, so I get what she's saying, that people think they have money because they buy expensive things, but they're using pay in four.
Right. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Well,
it's interest free, so that's not bad. So it's fine. But
I think you're toeing the line of like, should you actually be buying it if you have to pay in four, or like, why would you choose to pay in four if you don't have to? I don't know. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you have endless money or that you're broke.
Right.
Can't make an assumption either way. The same person who DM'd us before sent us another one. So she said that she's a female barber. So the list of assumptions about her goes on for days. She said, the biggest assumptions about me, I'm a female barber, so that I must be gay, LOL. Men especially think this when they are a client and they ask me out and I turn them down. Their first response is, oh, you're not into men. Nobody, I'm just not into you, LOL. I'm straight as a fucking board. Trust me, if I could choose my sexuality, it would not be to be attracted to these heathens we call men.
I like it, girl.
I do like it.
Spicy. Spencer said, do you have a segue? I said,
I had to pause it. I said, oh, perfect. Come up with a segue to move into Am I the Asshole?
I got two brain cells left after we've had. We are in a very busy season. Like weekends, we've got birthday parties and baseball and birthday parties and more baseball. The last 2 weekends, we've had baseball, birthday party, and then baseball, birthday party, and we're not having downtime.
See, this is probably why I would be a lousy parent, because I see all my friends running themselves ragged so their kids can do 85 things on the weekends and have a bustling social life. Meanwhile, they don't have a social life. And I'm like, no, My kid can pick two things a weekend, and those are the two things you get to do.
Well, this is just
not everything.
I don't even do multiple sports. We do baseball and then the birthday parties. And we are very selective. I just had this conversation the other day at baseball. We're very selective on how many birthdays we commit to. This weekend I did miss Jennifer. You've met her before,
yeah.
But it was her 40th today, actually. So I missed her brunch yesterday because Fisher's birthday party for our neighbor's kids. But like last weekend, Shauna and I went to a concert on Sunday night. So it's like, I still have my little bit of a social life. However, that is me allowing him one sport. You will not catch me letting my child do 47 sports for that reason, because it's a lot. But I told a client last week, I genuinely love baseball season. I really do love this part of parenthood, but that does not mean I don't have two brain cells. So that's why y'all got or whatever I did. And that was a segue. So
she was gorgeous.
Here we go.
Okay. Moving into Am I the Asshole? I'm in a predicament with my future mother-in-law, and I need to know if I'm being a bitch or if she's being inconsiderate. I also love mother-in-law dramas.
Yo, took the words out of my brain. I love these. Let's go.
My fiance and I get married in November, and I've been planning to have my bridal shower in early September for a few reasons. It's on my parents' anniversary, a long weekend for ease of travel, etc., and my future mother-in-law just told me that she is going to be out of town over that weekend. I can't help but wonder if I'm being a bitch for thinking it's rude that she hasn't asked for any further details to try and adjust her trip. I think she's driving, so there's no flight to change, and I swore I've ran this date by her before. She hasn't given any clarity, just that she is going to be out of town and that's it. I don't like that either.
That feels like something, right? Like that feels intentional almost.
I was just going to say, it feels like she didn't want to attend and this is her easy out.
Yeah.
And so she's not going to elaborate because, you know, the more detailed the lie, the more you know it's a lie type of thing.
Hey, I get that part, but girl, own it.
Because we also used to know somebody that would just never be available and never tell us why. And, you know, that was annoying and also probably a lie.
Yeah, right. And that's just it. Like, sometimes you just know. Girl, just say
it. I was just going to say,
just say it.
Your gut, like a woman's gut is truly something like not of this earth.
Yep. Our intuition is usually right. And especially like, my mother's intuition, like me as a mother, my mama's intuition might be good too, but I would say my mama's intuition. Okay. My mother's intuition is usually right about my kid. And as I've gotten older, cause I used to fall for people's bullshit all the time, man. I was like, you are smarter than this. And then you get to thinking about it like two years later, you know, when you're going to bed and you're like, wait a second. Oh,
I love to ruminate.
Right. Going
to
bed.
The further back, the better.
And you know what's really, really worse than that is when you wake up in the middle of the night at 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then your brain kicks on. You went to bed originally, and then I'm up till 4:30 in the morning. That happened to me not too long ago. What is that? Like, go back to sleep, you heifer.
For me, so it's...
No offense, Wendy, but...
So it's for me it's 4 o'clock, which apparently if you're if any time between like 3:30 and 4:30 is your like middle of the night wake up time, where you wake up and all of a sudden your brain's like dun, 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 dun. Apparently has something to do with cortisol levels. However, my cortisol was tested and it's fine.
Okay.
However, I am also sleeping much better as of late, so who knows. But that, same thing. I would always, it was,
trust me,
there
crazy.
Was a period of time for several months, many, many, many months, it felt like, where almost every night I was waking up at sometime between 3:30, I can actually be more specific, sometime between 3:45 and 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Always at maybe a little after 4. And as soon as I woke up, I was like, oh no. I just knew it.
Yeah,
oh no. Same. And I would walk to the bathroom, barely opening my eyes. I'd kick shit because I'm like trying not
Don't
to let the
up.
Light in.
Don't actually want to wake up.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And I would pee with my eyes closed, wipe with my eyes closed. I'm like, I can't open my eyes. As soon as I open my eyes, it's done. And sure enough, it would be done anyways because my brain would be thinking about can't wake up. Well, now I'm fucking awake.
It woke you up. Telling you it woke you up.
And then I would be awake until 6, 6:30.
Finally fall back asleep
for my alarm to go off. Yeah, in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I hate this.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I have thrived the last few days because, honey, we've had some beautiful weather. This morning sucked a big fat hairy ball sack. It was
nuts.
So tired. And I even tried to adjust Fisher last week and myself and get up a little bit earlier, try to get the routine kind of going. Mm-hmm. Really was trying to put my best foot forward and get used to this. Oh my God. This morning, whoo, she hit. And I was so sleepy.
Weather was disgusting this morning. I could barely see out of my car.
And foggy.
Yes.
It rained last night, which is some good sleeping weather. This morning was very, very rainy and foggy. Ugh.
I'm just looking up. I thought daylight savings change was supposed to go away.
No, it passed the House, but didn't pass the Senate, or it passed the Senate and didn't pass the House. Something. They got to vote on it. It's at the state level, but also I don't want it to be at the state level because I don't want some places to do it and some people don't on the East Coast. How stupid.
I can barely keep track of the time zones to begin with.
And Phoenix over there being dramatic and they just don't do it at all. So sometimes they're more ahead than others. Get the heck out of here with that. Nah.
Oh, yeah. Congress has not passed legislation to make daylight savings time permanent or abolish it, despite the Sunshine Protection Act.
Hmm. Look at her. Look at me on up to date with my... Listen, baby.
I'm impressed.
If it has something to do with sunshine
right.
and warmth and weather, your girl's on it. Your girl is on it. But I will tell you, I do thrive this time of year. You know, going in, I'm a different human being. I was outside on Friday all day. Mike and I went to the nursery. We got two blueberry plants. I got some strawberries. I planted some flowers. I'm gonna get my gardens going all day. Friday, I was outside. Saturday, baseball. We were outside.
If
again.
It was like this, mm-hmm. perfect.
Yeah.
But we're on a fast track to my time of depression, yeah. which is when it gets so hot.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry
that I
for
feel
you
like I'm suffocating outside.
I can't wait to.
But I really am Goldilocks because honestly, all that cold shit we had in January,
yeah,
that wasn't for me either.
Yeah, the word precipitation, I have PTSD.
I do get cold a lot more, you know, because I'm so skinny.
You're so little. You're so small.
I'm just small. I'm just going away.
She's a dainty little baby, this girl.
So I do get cold. You know?
Yes, girl, I stay cold. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just, like I said, I was outside all weekend and I've already changed. And Fisher reminded me when I went out to go pee earlier. He said, I thought you were going on a walk. I'm like, I am after we're done with what we need to do. And you know what? I don't need to be rushed because it's going to be lighter later. I get time to do things. And I love that for me.
It doesn't make it harder for you to get in bed at 8 o'clock or whenever you get in bed.
No, because summer I get a little crazy. It's like a 9:15.
Oh, watch out. She'd get wild.
You know, that's one reason why I don't really love the Concerta. I don't take it very often anymore because it was keeping me up, you know, with my little...
Even if you take it first thing in the morning?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't feel it in the beginning of the day and I still be talking like mixed matched words or things.
Maybe is your Concerta an extended release?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to switch to an immediate release. It only has a 4-hour halftime.
That's probably what I need.
Because I take...
Mine's supposed to be 10 hours well, extended. And but what is this?
No, you don't know. You need to talk to your doctor because I
your
love
doctor
you.
Is my doctor.
Okay. God, she's such a kook. I love her. She actually has to write down times where she stops talking, like where like she's not charging me.
Oh.
Because she goes off on these personal stories, these tangents, and she'll be like, hold on, I got to write down the times. You know,
how long are y'all on the phone together? Because me and her talk for about 10 minutes. And that's
She'll keep me on the phone for 45 minutes if I let her.
I just will never forget my first phone call. She said, you are so pretty. I said, thank you so much. Literally stuck.
Like, I knew I picked the right doctor. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
Is that video recorded and can you send me footage of this?
No, she literally, so like, jokes on her. She and I have the same problems.
Great.
So like, you ever been treated by a doctor who like has the exact same issues? I mean, it's really amusing.
Oh, she's so scatterbrained and she,
it's crazy.
We do go on.
It's crazy.
Listen, most of our time together, the 10 minutes that we we bond in the 15, if even.
Yeah.
It's her telling stories about her life and her daughter and her, like, her traveling. Yeah. I told you, she showed me the inside of the Airbnb and the dog the last time. I was like, okay. She took the background off.
I love it.
And she was
so
in the
much.
Airbnb with a dog. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. No, she's a kook. I love her.
Yeah.
But you need to talk to her about getting on an immediate release, something or another. Maybe not Concerta, maybe Vyvanse. Maybe Adderall.
Honestly, and I think I'm just going to raw dog the ADHD and just talk in circles.
You can't. Oh, God. Think about how much better you felt when you first got on it.
I know.
Before it was keeping you awake.
Yeah.
You need to get on an immediate release, either Adderall or Vyvanse, low dose. The Adderall, I don't know about Vyvanse. Adderall's got a 4-hour half-life. I take my Adderall in the morning. Mm-hmm. By 2 p.m., I'm fucking brain dead again, and I take another one. Mm. That would be perfect for you. Yeah. Immediate release. Take it in the morning.
Sometimes I didn't even take it today.
I think you take it in the morning. You switch. Immediate release. Small milligram.
Dr. Spencer on the clock, baby.
Listen, I've been suffering with this shit my whole life.
Me too. And no one's ever taken me seriously. But you know what? I make people giggle, so whatever.
Huge. You know what I was thinking about the other day before we sign off?
What?
The Vivi list.
Oh my God, the Vivi list. The OGs under the Vivi list.
If you're an OG, you're going to know what we mean when we say the Vivi list. And I'm so just thinking, we got to reprise her. She probably needs some revisions.
Agreed.
But I'm ready to bring her back.
Yeah, we can put some names on that Vivi list real quick.
Okay.
All right.
Love it.
We love y'all, and y'all are not on the Vivi list. Okay. Go outside and enjoy some sunshine. See, I'm taking my Concerta. Go enjoy some sunshine now.
Bye. Yeah. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.